I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. More than 450 flights out of Denver International Airport have been canceled due to the weather. There are also a handful of cancellations out of Colorado Springs. Both airports are urging travelers to check the status of flights before hitting the road this morning. A suspect is still at large following a shooting that prompted a lockdown at UC Health Memorial Hospital Central in Colorado Springs yesterday. The suspect, 35-year-old Randy Bishop, fled in a stolen vehicle. Police say Bishop was at the hospital for a medical check after being taken into custody during a traffic accident. He tried to run away and was tackled by police. Officials say he then grabbed a detective's weapon and fired at least one shot. The detective was not shot but was hurt during the altercation. Colorado's Public Employees Retirement Association, or PARA, is $54.6 billion short of what it owes to nearly 600,000 future retired teachers, state troopers, and other public employees. That makes it the fifth worst managed pension fund in the country, according to the New York-based financial news group 24/7 Wall Street. Editor Douglas McIntyre says the ranking doesn't factor in how quickly the state may be gathering money to make up the shortfall, but...
Typically, you don't get to this kind of unfunded pension liability in a year or two. If you're this high, it usually takes a fairly long period of time to get here.
In a statement, a representative from PARA said reform legislation was passed last year to, quote, ensure the fund's stability over time and put PARA on a path to full funding within 30 years. This is 91.5 KRCC News.